ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 So we're going through the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and we're hearing about Gop Kumar, how Gop Kumar went to visit different higher planets.
我们一直在讲述的是《大伯伽瓦昙甘露》这部书, 有关于Gopakumar, 他怎样去了高等星宿的历程。
We heard how he visited first of all the heavenly planets, and while he was there he became Indra, the king of heaven.
首先他去了天堂, 在天堂, 成为了英者天地。
But while he was on, while he was in the heavenly planets, but one day some great sages came there, and he heard how they had come from a planet which is above the heavenly planets.
有一天, 天堂来了一群伟大的圣者们。
So he was curious to go there, and he went to that planet. It was called Mahar Loka.
Gopakumar 非常好奇, 就去了那里, 那个地方叫 Mahar Loka.
And when he went to Mahar Loka, he saw how all the great sages residing there, how they were performing sacrifice for the Lord of the Universe.
他居住在那里的时候,观察到那里居住着伟大的圣人们,每天为宇宙之主举行祭祀。
And how the Lord of the Universe would personally appear through the fire, from the sacrificial fire which they did the offering. The Lord of the Universe would appear and accept their offerings.
当他们伟大的圣者们举行火祭的时候, 宇宙之主就亲自显现, 从火中显现了, 接受了圣人们的供奉。
So Gop Kumar was quite happy there on Mahar Loka because he was having some personal reciprocation with the Lord of the Universe who would come. And accept the offerings.
Gopakumar 就非常快乐地居住在那里, 因为他可以亲身地与, 就是从火祭中显现的宇宙之主, 有亲身的交往。
But the great sages there, they were telling Gopakumar that they would make him a brahmana, and he could just stay there on Mahar Loka. But Gopakumar did not accept.
圣者们告诉Gopakumar, 他们可以把他转变成 Brahmana, 就让他居住在Mahaloka, 但是他不接受这个提议。
Gopakumar said, No, I'm a cowherd boy, I just like to be the servant, I'm here to serve you. If I become a Brahmana, I won't be able to serve you the same.
Gopakumar 就说, 哦不, 我只是个牧牛童而已, 我只是个仆人, 我就想做服务, 如果我当了Brahmana, 我就不能像以前一样再服务你们了。So,
while Gopakumar was there on Mahar Loka, one day he saw a person come there who was like a little child, who was naked, and he saw that this little child was being worshipped by all the great brahmanas who resided there on Mahar Loka.
有一天来了一位赤身裸体的小孩子, 这个小孩子竟然被 Mahar Loka 上那些伟大的圣者们所崇拜。
Yeah, so Gopakumar very surprised because he had seen how when the people from Mahar Loka the great sages from Mahaloka, when they went to the heavenly planets, the demigods in the heavenly planets worshipped them.
戈巴库马尔感到非常的惊奇，因为当他居住在天堂的时候，他也亲眼目睹了来自马哈洛克的圣者们是如何受到天堂居民们的崇拜。
But he saw that here these great sages, they were worshipping this little boy who was sitting there meditating, and at the same time he was naked.
这一回呢他看到了这个小男孩就坐在那里冥想着受到圣者们的崇拜。
So, after some time, that little boy just went away, just left everywhere. He left the place. And so then Gopkumar asked all the great sages, who was that?Little boy, who was he?
过了一段时间，这个小男孩走了。戈巴库马尔就问圣者们，他是谁？
He wanted to know where did he come from and why were you all worshipping him?
他想了解他从哪里来，为什么你们要崇拜他呢？
So then the sages told Gopkumar that person, He's the most senior amongst all of us. He's older than any of us. And his name is Sanat Kumar.
圣人们就告诉 Gopa Kumar, 这位小男孩实际上是我们所有人当中最资深的，而且是年龄最老的。他的名字叫 Sanat Kumar.
Okay, well, so we're telling about the great sages told Gopkumar that little boy, he is Sanat Kumar, and he's the oldest amongst us, and he's the greatest of us.
伟大的圣人们就告诉戈巴库马尔，这位小男孩是我们所有人当中最年长的，也是最伟大的一位。
He's a lifelong celibate. He practices very strict brahmachari.
他是一位终身的真守生，非常严格的执行真守生的原则。
And his desires are always fulfilled.
而且他的所有的愿望都能够实现。
So,He's a resident of a higher planet called Tapaloka.
他是更高星球的居民，那个星球的名字叫 Tapaloka.
Now, you see, this time Gopkumar, he's still on the planet called Mahaloka. And on the planet of Mahaloka, all the residents, the important residents, they're all sons of Brahma.
在这个时刻呢，戈巴库马尔他居住在马哈洛卡，马哈洛卡上的居民全部是 Brahma 的儿子。
And Sanat Kumar, he is the eldest son of Brahma.
而 Sanat Kumar 是 Brahma 的长子。
And he's better than the other sages because this Sanat Kumar never entered into family life.He never married.
他是所有的 Brahma 儿子当中最优秀的一位，因为他从不进入家居生活。
Even though his father wanted him and his three other brothers that they should get married, they refused.
即便他的父亲 Brahma, 告诉他和他的三个弟弟去结婚，他们却拒绝了。
And his father, Brahma, their father, Brahma, he accepted, okay, that they want to practice self-realization, they want to do the spiritual path, so I cannot force them to get married.
他们的父亲就 Brahma 就同意了 okay, 他们不想结婚，他们想 我的自我觉悟觉悟走在灵性的道路上。
And so this Sanat Kumar, he lives with his brothers, his three other brothers. They live on a planet above Mahaloka called Tapoloka.
Sanat Kumar 和他的三位弟弟一起居住在高等的 Tapoloka.
And the only people who get to go to that planet, they're all great sages, they're all brahmacharis.
能够晋升到塔帕洛卡的都是伟大的圣哲们以及真守生。
So, the Sanat Kumar's brothers, one is called Sanaka, and one is called Sanatan, and one is called Sanandan.
他的三位弟弟分别名字叫 Sanaka, Sanatan 和 Sanandan.
And other great sages, great mystics also live there.
居住在那里的还有其他的伟大的玄秘主义者。
Yeah, in order to go to that planet, you have to be lifelong celibate.
谁想去那个地方必须是终身一生都遵守的人。
So they don't allow their semen to flow down. Their semen flows up.
他们从不允许自己的精液向下而是让自己的精液往上提升。
And because of that, they feel constant. They're always very peaceful and very happy.
由于这一种做法他们恒常地感到平和快乐。
And the happiness they feel is many millions of times greater than the happiness even of the Prajapatis who are living on Mahaloka.
他们感受到的快乐甚至比居住在 Mahaloka 上的 Prajapati 们还要高上百万倍。
And the Prajapatis, their happiness was greater than the happiness of the demigods.
Prajapati 们感受到的快乐比半神们的快乐还要高。
And the demigods, they have much greater happiness than any of us here on our planet.
而半神人们感受到的快乐要远远高于居住在这个星球上我们感受的快乐。
So we should understand...There's different kinds of celibacy. Some people, in the beginning of life, they practice celibacy. They practice brahmachari life in the beginning, and then they get married.
有不同种类的真守，有一种呢，就是在生命的一开始进行真守，后来就进入结婚的婚姻生活。
And other people...They marry and after some time that then they renounce and they practice celibacy later in life.
还有一些人是先进入婚姻生活，然后又弃绝婚姻生活，成为了真守。
So both kinds of celibacy are good, but some very rare souls they practice the celibacy their whole life.
这上述两种真守都是好的，但是还有另外一种是整个一生都在真守。
So we're told about the life on Tapoloka, how it's very auspicious.
我们刚才一直在讲有关于 Tapoloka 上面的生活，那里的生活是非常吉祥的。
On Tapoloka, they don't have to worry about the planets below it. You know, the lower planets...They get annihilated, but Tapoloka, it's not annihilated. It's there as long as the universe is in existence.
在塔帕洛卡上感受不到低等星宿上的焦虑，因为塔帕洛卡在宇宙毁灭之际是不毁灭的。
So people who live on Tapoloka, they just constant. Their life is constant peace and.Satisfaction.
所以在塔帕洛卡上的生活是全然的平和与心满意足。
So the sages on Mahaloka, the great sages, they're telling Gop Kumar that, you know, they said, we're householders, we're all married people, so we have to respect someone like Sanat Kumar.
于是马哈洛卡上的圣人们就对戈帕库马尔说，我们都是已婚人士，所以必须要尊重像萨纳库马尔这样的真守生。
Because we respect him because he has given up all the duties of material life. He didn't marry at all, so he doesn't take part in material life at all.
他说因为他们完全放弃了物质生活的职责，他们从来不卷入到物质生活当中。
So he said, just like we respect the Lord of Sacrifice, when we do the fire sacrifice and the Lord appears in the fire, we respect him. The same way we respect Sanat Kumar, we respect him to be just like God.
就像我们尊重在祭祀之火当中显现的宇宙之主一样，我们以同样的方式尊重像 Sanat Kumar 这样的圣人。
Yeah, we consider him to be like an incarnation of the Lord.
我们把他当作神的化身。
And he's a great Vaishnava.
他是伟大的 Vaishnava.
And of course he's also, he's a guest. He came here to visit us, so he's a guest, so we honor him.
他来这里来拜访我们，所以是我们的贵客，我们荣耀他，尊重他。
So even though the people on Mahaloka are not ordinary householders, they still give respect for Sanat Kumar, the Brahmachari.
即便 Mahaloka 上的人不是普通的居士，他们仍然尊重真守生。
Usually householders are very attached to their home and their property, their car, their different material things.
居士们一般都依附自己的家、自己的房子、车，还有物质的财富。
But Mahaloka householders, although they're householders, they're not like that. They don't have much attachment to the material world.
然而马哈洛卡上的居民们虽然是居士们，却不依附物质世界的这一些物质财产。
So after Gop Kumar heard about this, he asked the sages, he said, what kind of happiness do they have there in Tapaloka? How do they get happiness?
当戈帕库马尔听完这些陈述之后，就反问道，在塔帕洛卡上的快乐是怎样一种快乐呢？
And he said, are there more people? How many people are there like him on that planet?
在上面的居民们有多少人是像他本人那样子的呢？
And who is the Lord? Who is the Lord who they worship?
他们崇拜的是哪一位主呢？
Because Gop Kumar is hearing about this, so he's becoming interested to go there.
因为 Gop Kumar 听完他们的话以后，立刻就动心了，也想去那里。
Because Gop Kumar, his real interest, he wants to always see the Lord of the Universe.
Gop Kumar 真正感兴趣的是想看宇宙之主。
But he was thinking that if this person, this Sanat Kumar, that he has so much, if he has opulence like God, so what kind of God do they worship?
如果像 Sanat Kumar 这样的真守生，拥有就像神一样，拥有神一样的富裕，那上面的居民们崇拜的神又是怎么样子的呢？
Must be even more opulent than them.
一定是比他们还要富裕。
So Gop Kumar has his mantra, and so with his mantra, he sat down and he chanted his mantra and concentrated, and then very soon he was taken to Tapaloka.
Gopa Kumar 于是又重新又再次的坐了下来，专注的念诵自己的 mantra， 很快他就被带到了那个星球。
So when he got to that planet, then he saw Sanat Kumar, and he saw all the three brothers also were there.
所以他到了那里之后，就见到了 Sanat Kumar 和他的三位弟弟。
And he saw all the other people, Tapaloka, they were all just like the Kumars. They were also just like young boys.
而在那里的人们也都像 Sanat Kumar 一样，就像小男孩一样。
And the other people, they were all honoring and worshipping the four brothers, the Kumaras.
所有其他的人都尊重并且崇拜这四位兄弟。
And they were having a discussion. They were discussing philosophy, but it was a very, very deep discussion. And Gop Kumar said that he couldn't understand what they were talking about.
他们全都在进行深入的哲学讨论。Gop Kumar 他不明白他们在讲什么。
So.When Gop Kumar saw the four brothers and saw that they were discussing topics, they were discussing things like in the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a chapter called Prayers by the Personified Vedas.
当 Sanat Kumar 见到他们的时候，他们正在讨论圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇当中有一个内容是韦达经献上的祈祷。
So Gop Kumar couldn't understand much of what they were talking about because Gop Kumar is only a cowherd boy. He didn't get much education.
Gop Kumar 大部分内容都听不懂，因为他只是一位牧牛童，没有受过教育。
So Gop Kumar said he felt a lot of pleasure himself. He felt very great pleasure.Just seeing these, the four Kumaras and seeing all these great personalities on this planet.
Gopa Kumar 只是见到这四位兄弟和这些这个星球上的这些人们，就感到很快乐了。
Usually, Gopa Kumar got his happiness from seeing the Lord of the Universe.
一般呢，他只是见到宇宙之主才感到内心的喜悦。
But when he saw the four Kumaras, he could understand they had an intimate connection with the Lord of the Universe. So he got pleasure just from seeing them.
但是当 Gopa Kumar 见到这四兄弟之后，就能明白他们跟主的关系是非同寻常的，非常亲密的。所以就像见到宇宙之主那么快乐，是的，见到他了。
The four Kumaras, they didn't have four arms like Lord Vishnu.They didn't have the power of Lord Vishnu.
当然 Kumar 四兄弟不像 Vishnu 那样有四臂，也没有 Vishnu 那样的力量。
But he got more pleasure just being there on that planet than seeing them.
只是因为他来到了这个星球上，就已经感到了更加巨大的快乐了。
When he first saw Sanat Kumar, he didn't get so much pleasure. But now that heknows more about Sanat Kumar and he knows about the planet, he feels more pleasure.
当他初次见到 Sanat Kumar 的时候并没有感到这么大的快乐，但现在他对于他有更多的了解，所以他对这个星球更多的了解，他的快乐也增长了。
So after some time, they finished their discussion and then the four brothers all went off to do their meditation.
在他们讨论了一段之后，于是他们就站起来走了，继续他们各自的冥想。
So Gop Kumar wants to look and find out where is the Lord of the Universe.
Gopa Kumar 现在就开始寻找宇宙之主在哪里。
Because he thought, when I was in the heavenly planets, I saw the Lord of the Universe. The Lord in the heavenly planets was there as Vimanadeva.
因为他想， 我在天堂的时候见到的宇宙之主是 Vamana Dev。
And when he was on Mahaloka, he saw the Lord appear from the sacrificial fire, the Yajna Purush, to take all the offerings.
而他在 Mahaloka 上的时候呢，是祭祀之主 Yajna Purush 从祭火当中在接受的贡品。
So Gopkumar thinks there must be here, the Lord of the universe must also be here. So he began to look.
他心想这里一定也有宇宙之主，于是便开始寻找。
So there was nobody around to ask because everyone had gone into trance. They were all sitting meditating in trance and there was nobody he could ask.
但是四周呢，所有的人都坐在那里在冥想，所以他找不到一个人问这些问题。
So he found some sages and he offered prayers to them and he bowed down before them, but they didn't even look at Gopkumar, they just ignored him.
他看到一些圣人们，于是便向他们献上祈祷，顶拜他们。可这些圣人们看也不看他。
They were all just in meditation and they were in samadhi.
他们全都在冥想当中进入了 samadhi.
They were all lifelong celibates and they had no material desires at all.
这些人全部都是终身的真守，没有丝毫的物质欲望。
And they had mystic powers.
而且拥有玄秘功能。
So sometimes they would meet to have some discussion on philosophy, but usually they would just do meditation.
有的时候，他们就碰头在一起讨论哲学。一般呢，他们都是在那里冥想。
Because nothing in the world was interested, was attractive to them.
因为在这个世界上没有什么事物能够吸引他们，他们根本不感兴趣。
But Gopkumar, his desire is to see the Lord of the Universe, and he was feeling discontent that where is the Lord of the Universe?
可是 Gopkumar 想要寻找宇宙之主，所以他就感到不满意。宇宙之主在哪呢？
And being in the company of all these sages, it was disturbing to him.
在这些圣人们的陪伴之下，他觉得内心受到打扰。
Still, Gopkumar stayed there. He decides to stay there because he was attracted by the power which these great personalities had to sit there in trance.
但是哥帕库马尔就决定在那里停留一段时间，因为他被这些伟大圣人们坐在那里冥想的力量所吸引。
So that atmosphere in Tapaloka was taking away Gopkumar's desire to see the Lord of the Universe because everybody was just meditating.
在塔帕洛克上的氛围就拿走了格帕库马尔想见到宇宙之主的欲望，因为所有人都在那里冥想。
But he never stopped chanting his japa. His guru had told him never stop chanting.
但他从来没有停止他的 japa， 他的 guru 让他念诵 japa。
He didn't want to be ungrateful because his guru had given him this powerful mantra.
他不想变得没有感恩之心，因为他的 guru 给了他这首有力量的 mantra.
So he chanted his mantra even more attentive with more care than ever before.
他比以前更加专注的小心翼翼的念诵这首 mantra.
In the beginning, when he had first come to Tapaloka, he didn't have the same mood. He didn't have such a strong desire.
当刚开始来到塔帕洛卡的上的时候，他的心态不是这样的心态，他也没有这样强烈的这种心态。
Yeah, but staying on Tapaloka, the peace of mind which he experienced, it helped him to improve his chanting.
在 Tapaloka 上，他的心意变得更加平和，这更加有助于他的念诵。
The example is given, just like when you light a fire, if you pour ghee on the fire, in the beginning, it seems like the ghee puts out the fire.Because you pour the ghee on the fire, it seems to stop the fire, but it's only for a short time, and then the fire begins again more.
这个例子就好像，我们点燃一堆火，然后往里面倒上酥油。一开始这个酥油好像是把火给扑灭了，但是过了一段时间，停顿了一段时间，这火变得更加强烈。
So then, Gopkumar.He was noticed by one person there, a great sage called Pipalayana. Pipalayana. He noticed Gopkumar, and he understood that Gopkumar was desiring to go to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath.
有一位圣人 Pipalayana 就注意到了 Gopkumar.而且明白他的心思是想要去 Jagannath Puri.
Gopkumar, because he'd been there in Jagannath Puri, he was always thinking about Lord Jagannath and thought it might be better to go back to Jagannath Puri than to be there.
Gopkumar 曾经去过 Jagannath Puri, 所以他觉得还不如去 Jagannath Puri 呢。
Because there was no Jagannath there on these planets, when he went to heaven, or Mahaloka, or Tapaloka, there was no Lord Jagannath.
因为无论他去了天堂，还是 Mahaloka, 或者是 Tapaloka, 都没有主 Jagannath.
So Pipalayana, he is one of the sons of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Lord.
Pipalayana 是主 Rishabhdev 的儿子。是他的一百个儿子之一。
So Pipalayana, he knows everything, and he could see from the face of Gopkumar that Gopkumar was not very happy.
Pipalayana 这位圣者无所不知，他从 Gopkumar 的脸上就能观察到他的内心不快乐。
So Pipalayana.He says to Gopkumar, he said, why would you want to leave this place? This is a very special place. Why do you want to leave here?
他问他，你为什么要离开这个地方？这个地方是这么的特殊，你为什么想要离开那儿？
Why are you wandering around? You're wandering around looking for the...
你为什么要四处漫游去寻找宇宙之主呢？